Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
Doesn't matter what I believe. Doesn't matter what I believe.
You mess me up and I want you here. You get it right back and I want you here. When you walk, when you talk, you're so full of lies. Excuse me.
That's the 4 o'clock classic today. Welcome back to The Breakdown, back to 2001 and something from Alex Empire's 8th album, Intelligence and Sacrifice. That was the mighty Addicted to You, probably best known for his work with Atari Teenage Riot. Alex Empire seems to have retired from the music scene quite a few years ago. Difficult to find details out about him, but that album is always going to be there, as is Alec Empire versus Elvis Presley before, which is absolutely worth listening to. We have double album week again this week with Ivy and Saint Etienne. There's also new music from a glut of other artists, including my wonderful boyfriend, Big Thief, Muramusa, Sprints as well. Definitely something from Sprints. And this from Last Dinner Party. They are coming back with their second album from the Pyre in October. We didn't play the first song from it, so this is the first taste on the breakdown of that. This is The Scythe.
It'll take you to take a long time. Limbs will disconnect like the fog lines. Keep the water on, keep it running. I'm in the other room.
Cry.
Last Dinner Party on the Breakdown with The Scythe. Okay, they're coming back with their second album soon, so are Sprints. And this is the fourth track to be taken from the sophomore album from the Irish Quartet. All That Is Over is the name of it. This track is better. And afterwards, you're going to hear something from Ark of the Covenant from... No, a track called Ark of the Covenant from Beth's album Straight Line Was a Lie.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
a truly fantastic album. It was put out by the Beths last week, called Straight Line Was a Lie. It was their fourth. It was one of our albums of the week, and that from it is Ark of the Covenant. They are on tour in the autumn, playing dates in Manchester and Leeds, and I'm hoping to be able to see them on one of those. Don't know why I shared that. Where should we go now? Let's do this week's album of the week. Okay, so Ivy were a band who were most active in the mid-90s to the early 2000s. They featured Adam Schlesinger's, still not sure I've got his name right, as one of the three members of the band. He passed away in 2020 in the COVID, early stages of COVID, so the band didn't think there would be anything more from them. However, 10 songs have emerged, been put into shape with the blessing of Adam's family, and Traces of You is the album that came out yesterday. The Great Unknown is one of the biggest songs on the record, one of the best of the I've heard in the last few months. That is The Great Unknown from Ivy, album called Traces of You, first of our albums of the week. This week, there'll be something from Saint Etienne's final release, International, in the final half hour of the show. Okay, to take us up to 4:30 today, I'm going to do one from last week, one from this week in terms of new albums. Lucretia Dolt will be the second part of this, with something from her Danger to Ourselves record, but Righting a Wrong from last week, Parasites and Butterflies was the third release by Nova Twins. Missed it, shouldn't have. This is Hide and Seek from it.
This is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Y te miras al espejo y ya no puedes reconocer más ese ojo raro pillo. Dopamina te encuentra en escritos de un segundo, la ironía de tus dedos.
Por favor, que no quisiera.
Is such a good record. It's A Danger to Ourselves. Lucretia Dalt, the Colombian musician. Agrita Consal, the name of the track you've just heard. One of the shorter ones on there, but an album very much worth spending 50 minutes with. Nova Twins before, from their third record, Parasites and Butterflies, which was out last week. We are now into the final half hour of the show. Steve is going to provide the fifth new artist of the day. Annie Glass, think he's used to be a pipette. This is a Welsh title. It's called Aquarium. Probably not, but I'm going to say it is.
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I'm really hot, for myself. 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 I'm really hot, myself.
Lovely stuff from Muramasa. I'm Really Hot For Myself, a single which was out a couple of days ago. And that followed on from Annie Glass, Aquarium, a single also from the last couple of days. So high quality double there leads us very nicely into the final part of this week's Double Album of the Week feature. It's from the final record by Saint Etienne. On this record, they have tracks with Confidence Man and Nick Haywood. The Confidence Man one was a single earlier in the week. The Nick Haywood one for me is a lot better. So I'm going to play you that. It's the Go-Betweens. And this will precede nothing, because I'll come back after this.
Wrapped up in this golden sun,
It's a great album. Saint Etienne's final record, International. That featured Nick Haywood. It was the track called The Go-Betweens. There's going to be a double now of new artists on the show. And I'm going to play, finally, one of the actual songs that Jen sent me today. She heeded the call this morning and sent through details about a few artists. And the one which I will play is Dog Race. Well, the actual track, she said. Return the Day, brackets Colours, is from the EP Return the Day, which was out at the start of summer. And I realised I saw them at Dot to Dot Festival, and they were one of the picks of the day. They're playing at Oporto in Leeds next Sunday. Was that Sunday? Next Sunday night. I might try to get to that. They were very, 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 very good. They've been touring with Fat Dog, Maruja, and Noah Ruby Ra. And this track is brilliant. It went straight onto my Tracks of the Year list earlier on. You're going to hear this and then something from Honey, I'm Home. And I'll tell you more about those on the other side.
We'll be right back. Good citizens of Sheffield, this is Matthias from The Burning Hell, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Two new artists to the show, Dog Race First, who I won't be able to see next Sunday because, of course, that's when Macho Music is Stupid's gig with Fortitude Valley is at Sydney Matilda. Tickets still available for that. That was First, we had Return of Day, and then it was something from a Dutch newcomers, five of them in the band. They're on tour with Hotline TNT later this year. That was a track called Alive from Honey, I'm Home. Okay, not long left in this hour. See if we can get two more in. I wanted to get a long one in. So let's do the Hatchie. First new music from Hatchie for 3 years now. The new album's called Licorice, and it's out on 7th of November on Secretly Canadian. This is the first track ahead of it. This is called Lose It Again.
Always carried me to shore.
Good to have Hadji back. So Licorice is going to be a third album out in November, produced by J-Som. The entire record, I think. It aims to capture all the different facets of coming of age as a young woman. And she feels like it's a culmination of everything she's ever wanted to do with the project. We are going to play a big song to finish, and it's Ladytron. Ladytron getting their 29th play on the breakdown. So easily the most played artist of the show this week. I'm sure Steve will check me on that, but I'm looking at the list. Cut Copy, I don't think so. Don't think so, Steve. Don't think Cut Copy will have as many. I Believe in You is a new single. It is 11 out of 10 Interpols, and it precedes a new album, which is not yet named. Breakdown back next week.
Whatever.